Greetings to all the listeners. I'm Edema Moses, and I wanted to share with you something regarding a matter that is, you know, causing havoc in the society, in the world we live in. Now, this is it's visible, it's depicted in many parts of the society all over the world. In many countries, seen in Africa, South America, everywhere. So, and this is a very big pandemic, but I feel like despite efforts, but we have not done enough to help eliminate this this pandemic. What I'm talking about is hunger and starvation. Let me say starvation. So, starvation, now, this is something known to everyone. And trust me, if you really do know anything about starvation, you know that it isn't bad in any way. It isn't good in any way, sorry. So, seeing another individual going days without eating, with having nothing to eat, I think it's kind of a very sad story. It's something that no one wants to go through. And we've seen, we've got, you know, around the world, all around the world, the majority are poor. I won't say poor, but they are above the middle, they are below the middle class. I'm sorry. Now, being below the middle class, it's many factors lead to that, but let's not go into that. That's not the reason why I'm here. I'm here because of starvation. What can be done about starvation? How is starvation being handled in different parts of the world? So, let's start off with starvation as it is being explained. It's being explained, you know. People going days without food, they'll sleep hungry, and we've lost many lives. Thousands and thousands die each year all around the world because of the same issue, starvation. And why would we let a fellow human being die because of starvation? Why? We all have the capability to help them. Now, this issue of starvation is too big. It's not something that one person can fight, one organization can fight. No, it's something that we have to, you know, fight together as one. Seeing that the other human being, you know, we've seen many human beings in the world having billions of dollars, net worth of billions of dollars. Then you see someone who can't get a dollar in 2 days. 2 days is too much. A week can't even earn up to a dollar. What they earn is what they eat. They can't save up to a dollar, even if it takes a whole month. $1 like this. This is it's all around the world. Here in Africa, it's too much. In Asia, you've seen it in many parts. You've seen it in many parts of South America. You've seen it almost everywhere. And to my dismay, you're seeing some people starving, but they can't go out openly. Why? They are ashamed. They don't want people to notice them being in starvation. Why? They don't want to be categorized in that society, in the kind of put in that category of people who are eligible for starvation. But starving is not your fault, honestly. It can be your fault, but then no one should starve. But honestly, why should one starve when the other has a lot at their disposal? They will eat and throw, and these ones would even crave to eat the bits that you leave on the table. Why is it like that? I hate this one is this topic is emotional, and I would like to take it slow. Now, I'm not going to, in this podcast, I'm not going to talk all about it. I'm just going to talk about a few aspects. I'll finish it up in the podcast that comes after this, and starvation. I remember growing up, I didn't have enough. I would say I didn't. My mom was a very poor woman. She raised me well, I'll say. And I remember some days we used to have 1 meal a day. But those were, I think we did it like a couple of times. Let me see, like in my life, I don't think we did it many, I won't lie. But I remember my mom telling me that she's a poor woman, but she can't fail to provide for her kids. And remember then, we are three. I have a younger brother and a young sister. My mom was working for a salary of 200,000 Ugandan shillings per month. She had to pay the house rent of around 150,000 Ugandan shillings a month. Now, leaving that with 50,000, she has fees dues to pay for my siblings. I was growing up. And now this became hard because, let alone her salary, she would, the salary, if you remove the rent, she would have 50,000 left. 50,000 can't feed a family for a whole month. It can't take a child to school. But then my mom, she's a very strong woman. She used to fight hard. She would tell me day in, day out, I will suffer, but I want to raise my kids. I don't want you people to wake up in the future and tell me that I'm like this because my mom didn't provide food for me on such and such a day. She didn't want that. And she told me that every day. And honestly, we didn't go a day without food. We never. I remember if we ate 1 meal a day, then it was our choice. But she made sure that meals were, it didn't matter which kind of food we were eating. The point was, did we eat? People were eating luxuriously, we were eating what we could afford. And trust me, it was worth it because I didn't starve and I grew up well. Now, I brought my mom as an example to, I want to contrast her to a certain person that I know whom I won't disclose. There was this woman, she was working at an average job, earning money, but then the problem was she was a drunkard, the husband was a drunkard, they had two children. Now, she would get money, and the husband was, you know, just, I remember by that time the husband didn't have a job, so he would wait for the woman coming, the woman arrives, they go out and party, and they'll use that money for alcohol and such. So it would come on half a month, the salary is done, the children are at home, no fees paid, no food bought. Now it would be up to the children to look for food. And honestly, it was one of the saddest sights in my life. And to make it worse, the woman didn't want anyone over the kids to eat at any place. So it was them to find what to eat and for their parents. How? The younger sister, because they were a little bit grown-ups, the younger one was around 15 and the other one was 17, she was a singer in a church. So on Sundays after singing, she would come back with some money, I would say around 10,000 Ugandan shillings. They would go and buy maize, raw maize for 10,000, and they would get firewood and boil the maize and then take to sell on the streets. The profits from that would help them get a meal. They did that for the whole week until the next. I remember them eating. There's a day I sat with a girl one time. She told me that for 3 days in a row they had eaten each one cone of maize, one each, for the whole day. I shed tears. Now, that is that other society. Now, there is this society where they live in slum areas, they can't afford food. And what makes it worse is the government doing nothing to help them, to aid them. Why? The government is for the people. The funds are from the people. Why would the people that give you the taxes, from where you get the money, starve? You give, I'll give an example of Uganda here. Member of parliaments were given almost 200 million each. 550 MPs given 200 million each for vehicles. Imagine, that's vehicles only. Now, looking at that, you look at the people starving that can't get can't save up to 100,000 a month. How can they survive when you're using their money for things like that? They are going to starve, obviously, and they'll die. Honestly, they'll die. Now, if you don't step up, they will die. I told you this topic is emotional. I won't have a straight array of words. I don't have words arranged. I'm speaking what's on my mind. Seeing such kind of people starving, go around street children, seeing them, they can't even have anything to eat the whole day. They have to resort to begging. And even when begging, you see some security personnel harassing them, arresting them, when they are trying to get something to eat, something that the government failed to provide. And why are there street children that are starving at this time? The government has all it takes to get them off the streets, provide a good meal, provide education at least. But it doesn't. It just turns a blind eye. You see large cars of government officials just perusing through the city, living alone. They don't even turn an eye to the street children. They were just as if they didn't notice them. And you see someone else having to give them a little change for survival. Why is it like this? Why? How did we come to this? How did the world come to this? We are all one. We are all one. If we are one, why are we suffering? And yet others are having a very great thing. I won't blame them for having a good time. They worked hard for it. But then, yes, fine, you worked hard. But there are things that you should take on yourself. Huh? It should be upon yourself to make sure that, you know, starving children, let me stand up for them. Stand up, provide a meal for one. You'll inspire another one to provide a meal for the other, And within time, all that will go away. And I would applaud people who have set up foundations to help feed those people. I applaud personnel that have come out and donated. The organizations that are put there to collect money to benefit those people. I will beg that we support them. It takes nothing. What you count as pocket change is what someone needs to survive. Why don't you just give it to them if it won't do you any harm? I'm just begging, for the sake of humanity, let's have the hearts to help people off the streets. Let's help and prevent people from starving, because they do not need to starve. They do not. I won't talk about Uganda or Africa in particular. I'll mean the whole world. Help someone today. You never know what you've done for them. That will be the meal that will save their life. You never know. You just never know. Let's help each other. And in that, I won't carry on. I'll just say thank you for listening. And please be cautious. This coronavirus time, you need to stay safe, and please donate and help people. Let's drive starvation out of the world. Thank you so much.